朋友，欢迎在活在耶稣里福音网站收听福乐人生讲坛。接下来为你播出吴继阳牧师的讲道信息。愿神仆人的教导能帮助你更好地学习圣经真理，坚定信心来跟随主耶稣。
这是一个主复活的早晨。
This is resurrection morning.
我们带着一个欢喜快乐的心来到他的面前。
We come with a joyful heart before our Lord Jesus.
愿主他的话进到我们每一个人的心里。
May his words enter into our hearts.
我们用一个祷告来预备我们的心。
Let's pray to prepare our hearts together.
天父上帝，许多的诗歌已经祝福了我们的心。
Heavenly Father, many songs have already blessed our hearts this morning.
但没有一个比你自己的话更能够供应我们内里的需要。
But nothing can supply the need and meet the need inside of us more than your word.
所以现在我们打开我们的心来领受你的话。
So we open our hearts, Lord, to you and receive your word.
愿主的圣灵教导我们。
May your Holy Spirit teach us.
再一次把我们的注意力集中在主耶稣你的身上。
Help us to put our focus upon the Lord Jesus.
因为你是那一位死而复活爱我们的主。
Because you are the Lord who died and rose again and you love us.
愿你今天早上在我们当中设立宝座，执掌王权。
Lord, may you receive the honor among us this morning.
让你成为我们敬拜的中心。
You become the center of our worship, the focus of our worship.
求圣灵来引导。
Holy Spirit, guide us.
我们这样的祷告等候奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray and we wait in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
人生好比是一场演奏会。
Life is like a performance.
有高潮也有低潮。
There are highlights and there are lowlights.
每一个人都想把他自己的角色演好。
Everyone would like to play their role well.
但不论再怎么样子的精彩，也有落幕结束的时刻。
But no matter how exciting the performance, there's a time when the curtain comes down.
所以当门一打开，灯一关的时候，每个人都要离开。
So when the lights come on and when the doors open, everyone exits.
死亡是一个最可怕的力量，因为没有人能够胜过它。
Death is a power that no one can overcome.
为什么我们开车的时候要绑安全带呢？
Why do we put on our seatbelts when we drive?
为什么我们生病了要去看医生呢？
Why is it that when we get sick, we go to see a doctor?
因为没有人能够躲开这个死亡的阴影。
Because no one can escape the shadow of death.
死亡是对人犯罪的一种永远的惩罚。
Death is like an eternal punishment for those who have sinned.
死亡是掌握在魔鬼的手中。
Death is in the grasp of Satan, of devil.
神是慈爱的，他对人的拯救是要从人的罪开始。
God is for compassion, and God wants to save us, beginning with our sin.
所以神差遣他的儿子耶稣基督来到这个世上，为人的罪而死。
That's why God sent His Son onto the world to die for our sin.
但这一种的工作还不能够完全神的拯救。
But this in alone is not complete. It's not a complete work of God.
必须要彻底地打败死亡的权势。
We need to thoroughly, completely defeat the power of death.
所以耶稣基督从死里复活成为我们信仰的基础。
So Jesus Christ rose from the dead and that is the foundation of our faith.
在哥林多前书15章14节这样的说。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 14.
若是基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，我们所信的也是枉然。
It says, and if Christ has not risen, if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is our faith.
所以任何一个人如果要拆毁基督教的信仰，只要能够证实耶稣基督复活不是真的。
So if anyone wants to destroy the Christian faith, you just need to go and prove that the resurrection of Jesus Christ did not happen. It's not real.
当然，这一种反证是不可能的。
Of course, it is impossible to make that proof.
因为2000年前，当耶稣复活的时候，那时候犹太人当中的权贵想要否定这件事情，没有做到。
Because 2000 years ago, when this happened, the Jewish people who wanted to deny this fact could not at that time.
历史历代以来，多少怀疑主义者，他们想否定这件事情，也没有做到。
And down through the centuries, how many people, how many skeptics tried to disprove the resurrection of Christ and but could not?
我们两千年以后的人，凭什么又能够去否定耶稣基督的复活呢？
So how can we, 2000 years later, what can we use to disprove the resurrection?
当初门徒他们所传的信息非常的简单，只有一句话。
The message of the disciples of Jesus were very simple. It was one sentence.
他们说，这耶稣神已经叫他复活了，我们都为这事做见证。
Their message was this: God had raised this Jesus to life, and we are all witnesses of this fact.
也是因为耶稣基督的复活使千千万万的信徒他们的生命都改变了。
Because of the resurrection of Christ, thousands and millions of Christians' lives have been changed.
有许多深思熟虑的人，他们也尝试着想去瓦解这一个基督复活的信仰。
There have been some deep thinkers who try to go deeper into understand the resurrection.
没想到他们越查反而查出越多支持耶稣复活的证据来。
But the more they study, the more they research, the more evidence they turn up in favor of the resurrection.
其中包括一位很有名的律师叫做 Frank Morrison, 他写了这一本《谁搬开了大石头》。
Included in that is one individual, a lawyer called Frank Morrison. He wrote a book entitled Who Moved the Stone?
也包括这一位General Wallace, 他写了《宾汉》这本书。
And also including another individual, General Wallace, who wrote a book.
很有名的 C.S. Lewis, 他曾经说，我原来不信，但是我是被又踢又喊的带进了神的国里。
And C.S. Lewis, the well-known author, put it this way. He said, I did not believe, but I came into the kingdom of God kicking and screaming.
今天有很多的人他们不愿意相信耶稣基督肉身的复活。
Today, many people do not want to believe in the bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ.
他们说耶稣是精神复活了，他的人格永存。
They say, well, Jesus, he resurrected in spirit only, and his character lives on.
那这样子跟孔子的精神又有什么差别呢？
And how is that any different from the spirit of Confucius that lives on?
难道我们中国没有够多死去的伟人，为什么要信外国的死人呢？
Aren't there enough great people among China that we need to go and believe in a foreigner?
但是历史上有几个复活节，只有一个复活节。
But how many Easter is there? There's only one Easter.
因为没有第二个人复活过。
There's not another individual.Who has come back from the dead.
尽管人不肯相信耶稣基督的复活，但是有七件历史上的事实是不容人否置的。
Even if people do not want to believe in the facts, there are seven elements that we cannot deny.
第一，就是耶稣基督确实是死在十字架上。
First, it's that Jesus indeed did die on a cross.
因为有一位兵他用枪去刺耶稣的肋旁证实宣告他是死了。
There was a soldier at the cross who used a spear and poked into Jesus' side to make sure that he was dead.
第二个事实就是耶稣的尸体确实是被埋在罗马兵所看守的一个坟墓当中。
Second fact that you cannot deny is that the body of Jesus was put into a grave that was guarded by Roman soldiers.
而这一个坟墓用一个巨大的石头挡住并贴上了罗马政府的封条。
And there was a huge boulder that covered the entrance and it was sealed with a Roman governor's seal.
第三件事情就是当时耶稣的门徒他们是躲的躲藏的藏都非常的害怕。
The third fact is that the disciples of Jesus after he died they were hiding.
他们虽然听到耶稣一再的强调他自己要复活但是他们对这件事情毫无期待。
Even though they heard from Jesus himself that he was going to rise from the dead, yet they had no expectation that he would.
第四件事情就是第三天这个坟墓是空了而且一直空到今天。
Fourthly, the tomb was empty after 3 days and is still empty today.
第五件事情就是这些看守的兵他们显然被包庇了他们没有受到失职的处分。
Fifthly, the soldiers who were guarding the tomb, they were in a way bribed because they did not receive the punishment for not guarding the tomb well.
事实上他们也没有找到耶稣消失了的尸体。
They did not find the body of Jesus.
第六件事情就是耶稣的裹尸布跟他的头巾都是空的没有被动过。
And sixthly, the linen that they used to wrap the body of Jesus was left untouched in the tomb.
不可能有人把耶稣的尸体偷走了还要故意把他的裹尸布解开放在那里才把尸体拉走。
Why would someone take the body and yet leave the linen that was wrapped around the body?
第七件事情就是耶稣的门徒都异口同声地做见证说耶稣复活了。
Seventhly, all the followers of Jesus in unison testify to the fact that Jesus resurrected from the dead.
这七件历史上的证据是不可以否认的。
The seven facts of history cannot be denied.
事实上这一些亲眼见到耶稣复活的人他们最后都为这一件事情而寻道。
In fact, all the individuals who saw Jesus after he resurrected, they were martyred, every one of them.
我们只看中间的一件事。
We can see one truth.
这七件事情当中的一件事。
We want to just look at one item in out of the seven.
就是坟墓为什么空了。
Why is the tomb empty? We want to look at that.
第一种可能是耶稣的朋友把他的尸体偷走了。
First explanation is, well, Jesus' friends stole his body out of the tomb.
那这是最早的一种解释。
This is the earliest explanation.
但是怎么去偷呢？
Well, how did they steal the body?
那一个坟墓被看守的那样的严密。
There were soldiers guarding the tomb.
那一块石头那样的大。
The stone on top, in front of the tomb was so large.
要搬开那一块石头一定会惊动这一些看守的兵。
If they tried to move the stone, they would have alarmed the soldiers.
如果是一件假的事情，这些门徒为什么又要为这个做见证而赔上自己的生命呢？
If they did not steal the body, if this was not true, why would they give up their lives and continue to believe in that fact?
所以第二种解释就是说，耶稣的仇敌把他的尸体偷走了。
So another possible explanation is that Jesus' enemies came and took his body away.
这事实上也不可能。
Well, that explanation doesn't really hold water either.
因为当时在耶路撒冷，因为这一件事情，整个城都轰动了。
Because during that time in Jerusalem, the whole city was in an uproar because of this fact.
那一些统治者，他们到处去找，都找不到耶稣的身体。
They looked all over, but they could not find the body of Jesus.
你可以想想看，如果今天戴安娜她复活了，那英国的伦敦会有什么样的事情发生呢？
If today there is a saying that says Princess Diana resurrected from the dead, what will happen in England?
大家都要急着去戴安娜埋葬的地方看一看她的坟墓还在不在对不对
They will probably all go to the tomb, the grave, and go and see, is she still there?
事实上所有这些耶稣的仇敌保持沉默就证实这一件事情他们不能够否认。
all the enemies of Jesus, of his followers, they kept quiet. That shows that they could not deny. They don't have facts to deny this fact.
第三件事情就是，也许耶稣并没有真正的死啊。
The third explanation, well, maybe Jesus didn't really die.
那么有一位作家叫做 Hugh Schofield, 他写过一本书叫做《逾越节的阴谋》。
There was an individual, Hugh Schofield, who had written a book called The Passover Conspiracy.
啊，他的理论就是这样。
And this is his theory.
他说耶稣事前呢，跟亚利马太的约瑟这两个人呢，串通好了。
It says that Jesus and Joseph of Arimathea had a plan, a conspiracy.
他们找到了一种药，吃了以后呢，暂时会让人看起来像死了以后，但是可以再活过来。
They used a drug, and when you take the drug, it seemed like you're dead, but you can come back to life.
我相信他是莎士比亚的跟从者，他信这个罗密欧与朱丽叶啊。
And he seemed to be a follower of Shakespeare.
啊，所以当耶稣吃了这个药以后呢，就在十字架上死了。
So Jesus took that medicine, and then he appeared to have died on the cross.
但没想到这个兵把他们的计划破坏了。
But then the soldier ruined their plan.
所以当耶稣在坟墓里面复活之后呢，又只有活很短的时间，又死了。
So when Jesus came back to life in the tomb, then he died again.Or he died for real.
那么约瑟只好把他的尸体挪开了。
So then Joseph took the body away.
那么后来就有一个年轻人就假装耶稣，到处去向人说耶稣复活了。
So then a young man pretended that he was Jesus resurrected, and he went around and told people.
那很多人都被混淆了，就觉得真的是耶稣复活，因为他们太想念耶稣了。
And then all the people were deceived by this young man, and they wanted so much for Jesus to come back to life that they all believed that he did.
当然这一种的说法是毫无根据，看圣经所记载的细节完全不能够配合。
There's absolutely no basis for this type of explanation. No, none of the biblical facts support that.
不管你怎么说，没有一个好的解释能够说明为什么坟墓一直空到今天。
There's no good explanation.That would say why the tomb is still empty today.
只有一个原因，那就是耶稣基督真的复活了。
There's only one reason, that's that Jesus Christ did resurrect from the dead.
原来那个巨石被挪开，不是要让耶稣出来，而是要让门徒进去看见耶稣复活了。
The stone that was moved away was not to allow Jesus to come out, but to allow others to go in and see that the tomb really was empty.
耶稣是超自然的复活了，他的存在变成是无所不在。
Jesus came back to life with a supernatural act, and so he was omnipresent.
那么这个复活带给我们今天的人有什么意义呢？
What significance does this fact of the resurrection have for you and I today?
有三件事情。
There's three things.
Three. 第一，耶稣基督的复活是打败了魔鬼所掌握的死权。
First, the resurrection of Jesus Christ defeated the power of Satan.
如果你可以，你可以打开圣经，我们来看一下希伯来书第二章。
If you have a Bible, you can turn with me to the book of Hebrews, chapter 2.
第十四节跟第十五节，希伯来书第二章。
Hebrews chapter 2,
第十四节跟第十五节
verses 14 and 15.
找到了，我来念。儿女既同有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体，特要借着死败坏掌死权的魔鬼，掌死权的就是魔鬼，并要释放那些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人。
Hebrews 2, 14 and 15.Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might destroy him who holds the power of death, that is the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death.
魔鬼在人失败之后，他就掌握了死亡的权柄。
The devil has grasped in his grasp the power of death.
这不是说神没有能力去对付魔鬼。
It's not to say that God was not able to deal with devil.
而是因为神的公义必须要让魔鬼暂时的得逞。
But because God's righteousness, he allowed the Satan to have temporary victory.
好比说在监狱里面，如果一个禁足他的行为不好，他对囚犯不善良。
It's like if you are in a jail, if the jailer is treating the people in jail very poorly,
但你不能没有这个狱卒来执行法律的公义。
You cannot just not have a jailer who is carrying out the justice of the law.
因此我们人一生都在死亡的阴影底下度过。
So our lives are lived in the shadow of death.
我们都犯过罪。
Each one of us, we have sinned.
我们没有能力去解除这个罪的捆绑。
We cannot take away this burden of sin from ourselves.
一直到有一位是从来没有犯过罪的，他才有资格向魔鬼来挑战而胜过魔鬼。
There's one who had never sinned. Only he can challenge the devil and win over the devil.
这就是2000年前主耶稣来到世上的目的。
That's why Jesus came 2000 years ago.
所以他死在十字架上是为你我的罪而死。
So he died on the cross for your sin, for my sin.
他从死里面复活就战胜死亡的权势。
He resurrected from the dead.He was exalted, victorious over death.
所以他能够将一切被死亡所威胁、所掳的灵魂释放出来。
So all those who are under the grasp of death, he was able to release.
我们当中有一位姐妹，很多人都知道，她突然一下检查发现她有卵巢癌。
There was a sister, many of you who know, in one checkup, found out that she had breast cancer.
不是卵巢的癌
,ovarian cancer.
Ovarian cancer.、那么在各地许多的弟兄姐妹都为她祷告。
And many brothers and sisters prayed for her.
在医生看来这个病是非常危险的。
From the doctor's viewpoint, it was a very deadly, very terminal, very dangerous.
但是经过一年多的治疗，她现在已经完全的康复。
But after 1 year of treatment, she has now completely recovered.
从另外一个角度上来说，她从死亡的权势底下已经脱离出来了。
From another perspective, you can say that she has escaped from the grasp of death.
我们当中有一位小孩子，她叫做 Grace.
There's a little baby, her name is Grace.
她一生下来就发现在她的鼻腔里面长了这一个非常毒的瘤。
And just when after she was born, they found out there was a deadly tumor in her nasal cavity.
在全美国只有62个这样的病例。
In all of US, there's only 62 of cases like this.
许多各地的教会弟兄姐妹认识她的人都为她祷告。
Many brothers and sisters were praying for this little baby.
前两天我收到她的最近的消息，知道她的病情还是稳定。
And I received news a few days ago that her condition has stabilized.
从人看来，这是好的细胞与坏的细胞在那里斗争。
If you look at it from a human perspective, it's like the good cells battling the bad cells.
但是从属灵的角度来看，这是人他的灵魂在死权与上帝的恩典当中。
But yet from a spiritual perspective,This is a soul who we have grasped out of the power, from under the power of death.
医生的帮助是很有限的。
The help of a doctor was very limited.
我们需要弟兄姐妹来为他祷告。
We need to pray.
胜过死亡的意思就是我们不在那个死亡的阴影底下过生活。
To have victory over death means that we no longer live under the fear, the shadow of death.
因为耶稣基督已经救我们脱离那死亡的权势。
Because Jesus Christ has saved us from the authority of death.
第二件事情就是主耶稣的复活，他彰显了神生命的大能。
Secondly, the resurrection of Jesus Christ showed the power of God's
life.
The power of God's life. Turn to Philippians chapter 3.
第十节第十一节。
Philippians chapter 3 verses 10 and 11.
腓立比书第三章第十节第十一节。
Philippians 3 verses 10 and 11.
这里说，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。
I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his suffering, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow to attain to the resurrection from the dead.
主耶稣在过去已经败坏那掌死权的魔鬼。
Jesus Christ has already defeated Satan.
但他现在要我们生活在他复活的大能中。
And now he wants us to live in the power of a new life.
耶稣基督的复活大能并不是保守我，让我不要被解雇。
The power to live a resurrected life is not just that Jesus will protect me so that I won't get fired or be laid off.
也不是保守我，让我不要得癌症。
It's not just to protect me so that I won't get sick, won't get cancer.
最好让我能够发一笔小财。
It's not just so that I could, get rich.
在那一种富裕的生活中，人看见的是自己的功劳，而看不见神。
In that kind of a life, all you see is your fruit, effort of your own work and not the power of God.
什么是复活？
What is resurrection?
复活就是冲破死亡而得到新生。
Resurrection is to break through death and to have a new life.
耶稣说，一粒麦子若不是落在地里死了，人就是一粒。
Jesus said, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed.
但是若是死了，就结出许多的子粒来。
But if it dies, it produces many seeds.
神的生命就是透过死亡而结出加倍的生命来。
The life that God gives us, it comes through death and is multiplied many times.
我们的生活当中就是需要这一种生命的能力。
You and I, we need this power to live our daily lives.
前两天晚上我们在这里纪念主耶稣的死受难节的特别聚会。
Two days ago, we celebrated Good Friday. We had a special service here.
有一对夫妇他们分享他们自己的见证。
One couple was sharing their own testimony during that service.
我想请问你们，基督徒夫妇会不会吵架？
Let me ask you, do Christian husband and wife, do they have conflicts and fight?
会不会？
Do they?
不想说不会的都是单身的，没结过婚的。
Those who say that, know that Christian couples never fight, they're probably single, they haven't experienced marriage life.
当他们两个在真的不可开交的时候，
So this couple, when their conflict became so severe that they could not resolve,
似乎只有离婚这一条路可走。
When all they could see was the divorce,
在人看来这个婚姻是死了，没有希望了。
From a human standpoint, this marriage is dead, there's no hope.
但是非常奇妙的，神生命的大能开始在他们心里面做工。
But very miraculously, God's power, the power of God's life began to work in this couple.
当我们的弟兄决心要把自己交在主的手中。
So when the husband, when he decided that he's going to give himself into the Lord's hand.
当他向神祷告说，主啊，我把我自己的老我交在你的手中，与耶稣一同去钉十字架吧。
This husband then prayed, Lord, I give of my old self to be crucified with you on the cross.
他开始经验到那生命的大能。
He began to experience the power of new life.
他不再跟他的妻子争那个最后的发言权。
He no longer has to fight with his wife to have the last word.
那个事情就开始改变。
And the situation began to change.
他发现那个无穷生命的大能开始在他的心里面做工。
And he begins to experience that power, the miraculous power of God work in his heart.
他们两个人能够同时跪在神的面前求彼此的饶恕。
And the husband and wife, they kneeled before the Lord and they asked for one another's forgiveness.
这里说效法基督的效法是什么意思？
Philippians says, so that we can become like him in his death. What does it mean to become like Christ in his death?
那原来的意思是 conformed, 是被磨成像耶稣基督的死。
It's like being conformed, to be molded into the likeness of Jesus' death.
好像那个窑匠把那个泥土塞入那个泥胚里面，那个胚子当中用力去压去挤。
It's like a potter who is trying to mold a piece of clay into the mold. Philippians 15:20, but Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruit of those who have fallen asleep.
什么是初熟的果子?
What is the first fruit?
初熟的果子就是要第一批要结出许多子粒来的那第一批果子。
First fruit is the first ones to ripen andThere will be more to follow.
所以主耶稣基督的复活给我们一个非常清楚的盼望，就是我们将来也都要复活。
So the hope that we have is that Jesus Christ has already risen, has resurrected, so we will follow him in resurrecting from the dead.
换句话说，耶稣基督复活得到什么样子的身体，我们将来也要跟他一样得到那样的身体。
So the body that Jesus received when he resurrected from the dead, we will also receive that same body.
那就是不再衰残，不再朽坏，不再生病的身体。
That is a body that is no longer perish, that will no longer be sick.
差不多前一个月我们参加王波波他的追思礼拜。
About a month ago, we had a memorial funeral service for Mr. Wang.
一方面我们心里面难过，因为我们追念王伯伯他一些的行仪。
On one hand, we are saddened because we remember his deeds.
但是另一方面我们心里面也是喜乐，因为他已经安息了人间的劳苦，到主那里去了。
But yet we rejoice at the same time because he has already been relieved from the suffering of this world.And in the presence of God.
那一天他的大儿子从加州赶来特别分享做见证。
And his elder son shared the testimony during that funeral service.
我们看到他所讲的真是心里面充满了感谢，而且是一个盼望，是活泼的盼望。
And we realized and we heard that his sharing was full of hope and full of thankfulness.
就是因为这一种复活的盼望在我们基督徒的心里面，使我们把一个悲伤的追悼会变成了一个欢乐的欢送会。
It's because of the hope of the resurrection that a sad funeral can be turned into a joyous occasion.
因为有一天我们要与我们所爱的人能够再相聚。
Because one day we will meet again with our loved ones.
所以复活的盼望使死亡不过是一扇门而已，打开这个门我们就进到另外一个新的境界。
So the hope of the resurrection gives us to be able to see death as just a door to paradise beyond.
主耶稣基督复活，这是我们信仰的基础。
The resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, this is the foundation of our faith.
如果耶稣基督没有复活，我们不过是自欺欺人。
If Jesus Christ did not resurrect from the dead, we are just deceiving ourselves.
那我们大家不必坐在这里，我们解散回家，大家去吃吃喝喝好了。
And we can just all go home. We don't need to sit here. We can go home and party it up.
但是一个真正重生得救的基督徒，他能够经历耶稣基督复活的大能。
But a real Christian who has experienced the power and the life of resurrected Christ.
因为主耶稣在过去，他打败了魔鬼所掌握的死权。
Because in the past, Christ has defeated the power of death in the hands of Satan.
在目前，他彰显了神生命的大能。
And today, he has manifested, he shows forth the power of God.
在将来，他成为我们出熟的果子。
And in the future, he becomes the first fruit ahead of us.
你的生命如何？
How's your life?
你是否真的脱离了死亡的阴影吗？
Have you really been released from the shadow of death?
你是否借着神的爱，天天能够经历神生命的大能呢？
Do you experience every day the power of the new life?
你是否有一个盼望，就是对神给我们将来一个荣耀的身体？
Do you have a hope that one day you will receive a new body?
人生是短暂的。
Life is very short.
我们不过上这个舞台演这一出戏而已。
We but play one scene in the stage, in this play called life.
等你刚刚要进入状况就要落幕了。
And just when you are comfortable in your role, then the curtain falls.
问题是在落幕的时候，你知道你要往哪里去吗？
When the curtain falls, do you know where you're going?
但愿复活的主今天都在你我的心中。
May the resurrected Lord live in your hearts and my heart.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
在我们当中如果还有慕道的朋友，此刻我来邀请你。
If there are some of you today, you are still a seeker, I want to invite you.
这是一个很好的机会让你来做这样一个决定。
This is an opportunity for you to make a decision.
你是要选择死亡还是要选择复活？
Do you want to choose death or life?
也许你说我还有很多不明白的道理。
Maybe you think that there are many things that you don't understand yet.
但此刻我邀请你来接受这一位复活的主。
But I invite you to come and receive this living Lord.
所以我们要祷告，在祷告之前我就请问各位。
So before we pray, I want to ask you,
在我们当中有没有还是慕道的朋友，你今天听了这道，圣灵感动你，你说我要决志，我要相信耶稣，接受耶稣基督，有没有这样的人？
Is there anyone here today who says, now I want to receive, to accept Jesus Christ into my heart?
如果有这样的人，你好不好举起你的手来，我可以为你祷告。
If you're that person, you can raise your hand. I would like to pray for you.
有没有？
Is there anyone?
你不用管别人。如果神的灵感动你，你就可以举手，我要为你祷告。有没有这样的人？
Is there anyone here who want to receive the Lord?
有没有人愿意接受耶稣？
Anyone who want to receive, accept the Lord
Jesus? 举起你的手来。
You can raise your hand.
好，我们祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，感谢你的恩典。
Lord, we thank you for your grace.
是因为你的爱使我们蒙到拯救。
Because of your love, we are saved.
我们知道我们都是罪人。
We are all sinners.
我们没有办法救自己。
We cannot save ourselves.
所以你差遣你的爱子来到这个世上为我们的罪而死。
So you sent your son to come and to die for us.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
因为你的顺服，所以你得以从死里复活。
Because you obeyed and you resurrected from the dead.
今天你在父神的右边，仍然为我们代求。
And now you sit on the right side of God, interceding for us.
主啊，让我们打开我们的心，再一次来接受你复活的大能。
Lord, open our hearts to receive the power of your resurrection.
让我们天天都能够经历这个无穷生命的大能在改变我们。
That every day we experience this power that can change our lives.
什么时候我们愿意来到你面前，把自己交在你的手中，钉死在十字架上，复活的能力就流露出来。
When we are willing to die on the cross with you, then the power of your resurrected life will flow through our lives.
主啊，我们真正的需要这个能力。
Lord, we need this power.
求主帮助我们，让我们每一个人都得到这样的能力。
Lord, help us to receive this power.
好叫我们真的能够像耶稣基督一样。
So that we can become like Jesus Christ.
这样我们才能够被称为是基督徒。
Only then are we called Christians.
求主帮助我们，让我们都能够继续地领受这个恩典。
Lord, help us to continue to receive this grace.
求你听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayers.
奉耶稣基督的名祈求。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。